Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This is Troy, the host of Revive Thoughts.
This is Elise, the host of Martyrs and Missionaries.
And we are coming to you with an important announcement. It's going to take the place of the normal episode you would listen to. You'll get back to listening to those soon. But we have a really important announcement that affects the whole studio and everything that we're doing and will probably affect some of your listening here in the future. So we wanted to let you know that we are, me, Elise, and I are married, and we are going to be going to Cambodia.
We've been married for a while. We're not running away anywhere. Yeah, so
we did not run off, and this is not our honeymoon, but we are going to Cambodia to serve as missionaries and teachers at a school in Cambodia. We have felt this call on our life for a time, and we have actually lived overseas in the past. But when I finished at Midwestern, those of you who listen to Revive Thoughts may have heard me mention that I graduated from seminary very recently, and this is where we are heading to next. And it is coming up really soon, actually. It's coming up right around the corner for us. So in the next few weeks around the corner for us, which was a little bit faster than even we expected. You may be wondering, why Cambodia? Well, that's a great question. For starters, Cambodia is 99.5% Buddhist. And of the 0.5% that is other, most of the Christian population there is Catholic. The part of that that is Protestant or evangelical is very, very, very small, about 2,000 to maybe 5,000 on the high end. For a country of, you know, multiple millions of people, that's just not a whole lot. Yet we have an opportunity to go there and to teach, and I'll be teaching Bible. Elise will be teaching middle school social studies. And this gives us the opportunity to share the gospel with students, with Cambodian students, and be in the community, serving the churches. And this just seemed like an opportunity that was really good in a country that doesn't have a lot of Christianity in it, does not have a lot of believers like you and me in it. This just seemed like too good of an opportunity and a chance to not to pass it up. And at least I have a heart for this kind of thing. But I know you're also wondering, you know, what does this look like for Revive Studios? You're thinking, how's this going to affect, you know, your podcast? I understand. It's a good question. It's one of the first questions that even our good friends have asked us. You know, what about Revive Thoughts? We, and Martyrs and Missionaries, at least throw me a face, like, don't forget me. We really want to keep Revive Studios going. We want Revive Thoughts and Martyrs and Missionaries not to die here.
So what it's going to look like for you guys in the coming weeks and hopefully not months, but it, I don't know. I don't want to say anything that maybe down the road, not necessarily true. We're looking to move at probably the end of July. And that would put us in, we have to be in quarantine for 2 weeks, which pray for us. We have two small children and I think we'd be in one hotel room and that would be a lot. So we'll be able to hopefully keep some episodes coming regularly. Our plan is not to stop the podcast, but there may be some things that might be a little bit different. We might not do a full episode. We might do a couple little special things like that. So just bear with us as we're transitioning. Once we get on the ground and we're actually teaching and kind of settled in, and that should be probably mid-August, I think you'll start seeing kind of things go back to normal or come back to a new normal, which is a phrase we're all familiar with now. So there got me some bumps, some breaks, some scheduling that we don't know anything about yet. So just be patient with us as we're kind of doing something new, a little bit different. And we also have some other projects we're working on here. Troy is working on a new podcast. Can I say anything about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's a book review podcast. So we'll actually be bringing on some people from other podcasts that you may be familiar with. And about twice a month, I believe it, isn't it?
The goal will be, I mean, it might be once a month, but it definitely, we'll try to do it regularly.
So he has a few people lined up. I think they've already done a book or two. So that'll be coming out in, I don't know, a few months.
Yes.
Something like that.
Look for that. It'll be good.
Once again, I am not promising anything. I don't want to be held to my word. So overall, just be praying for us, be thinking about us. Anytime you think about us, pray for us, because we definitely need it. And we will actually link in the description of both of our episodes here, our Facebook page, if you want to know more. So as we kind of, we'll be updating that pretty regularly, and we'll be updating our social media regularly. We have a Facebook page, which is mostly where everything's updated. We have Twitter as well, but that's more for Troy's personal use and not so much.
I ask a lot of great church history questions. If you have Twitter on there, please.
He does link the episodes.
I have almost 400 followers on there.
He's famous. He was once retweeted by other famous people. So
I was.
Anyway. So yes, hopefully you guys listen to this and you enjoyed it and you aren't left confused. If you are, please reach out to us. I will be linking every possible form of communication that we have so that you don't feel left in the dark. And do not hesitate to reach out to us if you have some questions that we weren't able to clarify.
Absolutely. Revive Studios has been an absolute honor to be a part of and work on these past 2 years. And we have prayed about it a lot. Is God asking us to come to an end with this ministry? What with us opening a new ministry and door in Cambodia? And the answer did not seem to be to us, no, that we didn't get the impression that God was saying, wrap up Revive Studios, that's going away. Doesn't mean that Revive Studios might not change form a little bit. We might be doing some things different just to kind of keep with the realistic of time expectations and stuff like that. So I don't want to say there won't be any changes, but we really prayed. Hopefully you guys are praying for us as well. But we do not think this is the end. It's an honor to make these church history podcasts. We're some of the only people who are doing church history podcasts, especially on this scale. And you guys have really shown that it really means a lot to you. You all want to keep hearing them, and we really want to keep bringing them to you. So pray that God allows us to balance it all, and just be praying for us as individuals, not just as your favorite podcast host, but be praying for us as individuals too, as we are going to be going through a lot here, especially in the next month or so. We would really appreciate that.
Also, for next week, for Martyrs and Missionaries listeners, I am going to be doing Eric Little. A few different listeners have recommended that one, so be looking for that. Next week, there should be no break in anything, nothing weird there. And I don't know what you have coming up. Gregory of Nyssa.
So getting that last Cappadocian father in.
All right. So there you have it. Thank you so much for being Revive Studios fans. And we will see you next week with normal content.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.